What's 2025 going to look like from an economic perspective? Well, the guy that basically all of Baton Rouge turns to for this every year is Dr. Lauren Scott, and he joins us right now. Dr. Scott, welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you, sir?
Well, it'd be ugly to complain, I'll tell you. Doing good. How about your own self?
I'm pretty darn good myself this morning. Ready to wrap up this week, to be sure. But, you put a little bit of cool in the air, and it changes the vibe.
It sure does. Boy, it feels great, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. So how long are we going to feel great? What's next year looking like for us?
Well, the Baton Rouge area is looking actually very good. We think this is going to be the fastest growing area of the state in percentage terms.
Mm-hmm.
We think the state, metropolitan area, will add about a little over 16,000 jobs. So there's a lot of good stuff happening, especially we have a very large number of industrial projects under construction. We have about $10 billion in projects under construction. And the good news, we have another $18 billion in projects that have been announced but have not quite issued their final investment decision yet. They haven't pulled the trigger to start construction yet. So if you kind of look out there for the next 2 years and look at the individual projects, we probably have somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 30,000 skilled construction jobs are going to be adding over the next 2 years to handle those between here and New Orleans. So it's looking really good. That's helping a lot. Then you have, of course, the Amazon Fulfillment Center out at Catana Mall that is a huge new driver. They have about 500 people now. We'll probably be adding another 500. So things are just looking quite good for the Baton Rouge area.
Dr. Lauren Scott's our guest, talking about the economic forecast, economic outlook for 2025 on into 2026. 16,000 new jobs. What kind of industry are we talking about that will be providing these?
Well, the primary thing that will be driving it will be the construction side, industrial construction in particular. Not so much the single-family housing and multifamily housing, but the industrial side. If you went prior to 2012, in a really good year for the state, if we had $1 billion in projects across the entire state, we would have considered that very good. We have $10 billion just in the Baton Rouge area underway and another $18 about to come. So, outfits like Turner Industries and Performance Contractors, Cajun Contractors, they're going to be hiring like crazy over the next 2 years, and that's going to be the primary driver. And, of course, when all those people get that income, all those construction workers get that new income and start spending it, that's going to be good for the retail trade sector, the services sector, the healthcare sector, all the other sectors are going to grow as well.
Let me re-ask the question. For what industries are they building?
Oh, I'm sorry. They're building it in our area. They're primarily building it for the chemical industry.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the chemical industry is booming so much in the Baton Rouge, New Orleans, and Lake Charles area is because we have just an ocean of natural gas in the United States, and it's very cheap. If you are in Asia, or if you're in Europe, you're a chemical company, you're having to pay $12 per million BTU for your natural gas. And you're making fertilizer, for example, out of natural gas. Whereas you can come to the United States, make the exact same commodity, fertilizer, out of $3 per million BTU natural gas. So we're just having all these companies coming to our area in order to chase those cheaper molecules, we would put it. Now, we have a little problem, and that is if you go to, say, to Lake Charles, Lake Charles has the biggest number of projects waiting to take off. They have $60 billion in that small metropolitan area over there in the corner. The problem is the Biden administration put a pause on any new permitting of LNG projects, and 90-plus percent of that $60 billion is LNG projects. So right now, Lake Charles is poised to be either the fastest growing metropolitan area in the United States or one of the weakest growing areas in the United States, really depending on how the election goes on November the 5th.
No, absolutely. It's everything's a sports analogy with me, Dr. Scott. When in your Lake Charles, you had the hurricanes of 2020 and combined with COVID, and now you push pause. So it's like you're starting pitchers warmed up right as you go into a rain delay.
Exactly. I mean, matter of fact, last year we had, when we put our forecast out last year, we had Lake Charles being the fastest growing area not only in Louisiana, but one of the fastest in the United States. And the reason for that is there were three many billion dollar projects set to go over their LNG export facilities. And then the pause was issued. And when that happened, everything just stopped. As a matter of fact, if you look at the recovery from COVID, Lake Charles has the worst performance in the state. They're still 50%. They've recovered only 50% of the jobs they lost from COVID. Plus, what you just mentioned, the two hurricanes, Winter Storm Uri, and they actually had a major flood over there as well. So they've really had a hard time since COVID, and they were just poised to come out of it. Then, bam, this pause was put on.
And this is very, I mean, the timing here could be more perfect. When you look at one of the news stories that's been covered this morning, is the shortage when it comes to LNG. Production has to be ramped up to meet demand.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is a real problem in Europe, for example. Europe desperately needs it, and there's kind of two reasons for that. One reason is that Russia invaded Ukraine. Mm-hmm. And when that happened, the way the Europeans reacted was, we're not going to support this. We're not going to buy your oil. We're not going to buy your natural gas. Well, they were heavily dependent on the Russians for natural gas, and now they're not getting it. They can't help themselves because, oddly enough, the European Union put a moratorium, or they stopped any fracking that takes place in the EU. So they have some natural gas under their boundaries, but they will not allow exploration companies to go after it. So the combination of those things put them in a pickle. So there's just been this huge fleet of LNG carriers going to Europe to supply them with natural gas. And they desperately need it. And matter of fact, it's not only needed there, it's badly needed in the Orient, especially in Japan and China. They badly need this natural gas. So there's a big demand out there. That's why you have well over $60 billion in LNG projects announced in Louisiana, plus the ones in Texas. There's just a growing demand for it out there.
Got Dr. Lawrence Scott with us talking about our economic outlook, our economic forecast over the next year to two. Dr. Scott, while we're talking about where some new jobs are headed, how much is carbon capture, usage, and sequestration going to have an impact on new jobs and construction jobs?
It's going to have some impact because many of these firms, you know, especially these firms are making chemicals mainly to be exported back to Europe, you know, because Europeans need chemicals, as do the Asian companies. They need that. But what they would like is they would like for these chemicals to be produced with a very small carbon footprint associated with them. And so they call them blue or green carbon projects. And so what they will do is they will favor those chemical companies that do everything they can to capture the carbon, put it in pipelines, and then sequester it underground, typically. And so this is a growing area. The carbon capture sequestration is not a big job creator. Mm-hmm. Most of the carbon capture sequestration part is a fairly low job creator. But the chemical industries that are being built are big job creators. Not only are they big job creators, they are high-wage job creators. The people that work in the LNG sector are making well over $100,000 a year on average. So this is very high-wage, very, very, very good jobs. And, you know, again, some areas of our state, their future really hinges on this, especially the Lake Charles area.
Dr. Lawrence Scott's our guest. Yeah, Dr. Scott, I wanted to get back to that because I had to double check my math. One of your highlights, and it doesn't kick in until 2026, but talk about Venture Global and Plaquemines, Venture Global LNG. Start operations in 2026, investing $56 million in wages for 400 employees. When I did the math on that, that's $140,000 a pop.
Yeah. That is. Matter of fact, I have some friends that are fishermen.
Yeah.
To go from Baton Rouge down to, you know, near the mouth of Mississippi River to fish, and they drive past that facility. Now, this is a $21 billion project. This is the mother of all projects. It's by far the largest project in Plaquemines history and probably the largest single project in Louisiana's history. It is just a monster project down there. And, of course, a lot of firms in Baton Rouge are benefiting from that. So Turner Industries is building part of the project. Performance Contractors is building part of the contract. I believe Cajun has part of that contract. So, you know, Baton Rouge is benefiting from a distance of building that sucker. And once that one is built, what Venture Global wants to do, they already have a facility in Lake Charles. They then built this one in Plaquemine. Then they're going to go back to Lake Charles and build something called CP2. That sucker would be under construction right now if it hadn't been for the pause. Mm-hmm. Then they're going to switch back to Plaquemine again and build a project called Delta LNG. So Venture Global is one of the hottest companies in the LNG space right now, and they have picked out Louisiana to be their place to operate. So we've been very fortunate from that standpoint.
What does the physical footprint look like for a project like that? I mean, what are we talking about size-wise? I mean, when you look at just what ExxonMobil has in Baton Rouge and just the square footage type of thing, I'm not asking to break down square footage, but when you look at something like that, what are we talking about there? Are we talking about like a few city blocks?
No. They're more like the ExxonMobil facility here in Baton Rouge. It takes up quite a bit. I don't have the exact acreage on hand. But again, if you kind of looked at this from, matter of fact, if you get a copy of the Louisiana Economic Forecast, which I suggest your listeners do, for crying out loud, go to my website, laurenceccottandassociates.com, and get a copy. Right on the front page, you will see a picture of the facility, and then you will see inside the report on the Lake Charles area, you'll see another picture that'll give you a good idea of how big the sucker is. It is quite massive.
Yeah, I was at Senator Cassidy's Energy Security Summit the other day, and I don't know if I'm talking about the same project here, but someone was referencing the size of Central Park in New York.
Well, that could be. I would not be surprised at that, because it is, like I say, it's a $21 billion project.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to rate, you're going to build a $21 billion project. You got to get the money. You got to get $21 billion from the marketplace. And, part of that is you've got to basically have contracts in place. You have 20-year projects in hand to buy this stuff. That hasn't been their problem. Their problem has been getting the permits to get it to build the suckers. And again, everything was going relatively smoothly until about last summer when the pause was put in place, and then that screwed up everything.
We got about a minute and a half left with Dr. Lauren Scott talking economic outlook and forecast. Dr. Scott, if in this last minute and a half, what do you see on the horizon that has the biggest potential? LNG, we understand where that's at. Chemical industry, where that's at. What has the potential to emerge and become something that's the next big thing?
Probably the next big thing would be data centers. Now, unfortunately for now, these are massive projects. These are projects that Facebook and X and all these folks, AI use, cloud uses, et cetera. These are just massive projects that use tremendous amounts of electricity. Probably as much electricity for one data center, you would need as much electricity as required to service the entire city of Monroe. Wow. I mean, it's that big. They are extremely high wage industries. The average wage in one of these suckers is $130,000. And of that, of the people that work in there, and there might be 600 people working, about 30% would be security, and the rest would be the technical people working inside. Now, the bad news for Baton Rouge is that none of these are going to be built in Louisiana, really below Alexandria. They have to, because of their electricity needs and the need for constant electricity, they cannot be in the hurricane corridor.
Right.
So this is something that we're watching very closely that can be transformative for the north, the central and northern part of Louisiana.
Yeah. Shreveport, Monroe funnel into the state's coffers just as much as we do. So
absolutely,
while it's nice to have for our neighbors to have jobs, it's also nice to make sure that big building across downtown is pretty well funded too. He's Dr. Absolutely. Lauren Scott. I can't tell you how much appreciate the time. Let's get you back on soon.
Okay, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye.